My next guest is Dawn Horworth, Senior Director of Workforce Inclusion at Pride Industries, a nonprofit creating employment for those with disabilities. She's here to discuss October being National Disability Awareness Month and what Pride is doing in our community. Thanks for being with us. Could you introduce yourself and provide a little background on what you do?
Hello, Codies. I'm Dawn Horworth, and I'm a Senior Director with the Workforce Inclusion Department here at Pride Industries. We work a lot with governmental agencies, employment and community outreach, and agencies.
Pride Industries is located right here in Sacramento, in Roseville specifically. Give our listeners some history and an explanation of what Pride Industries is.
So Pride started way back in 1966. It was actually founded by a group of pioneering parents in Auburn, California. And they were determined to create some employment opportunities for their adult children as they were leaving high school. And we've continued this mission to create employment for hundreds of people across the country. So our social impact through personalized employment services and supports for individuals of all abilities. To help them realize their true potential and lead more independent lives. I'm sure that the parents would be really happy. And once in a while, I drive by that, the place it all started, which was a local church.
Now, I understand you're here to talk about National Disability Employment Awareness Month, which is October. Could you give our listeners some background on this?
So National Disability Employment Awareness Month, it's actually the 80th anniversary, by the way, this month, this coming October. It began back in 1945, and it began as a week-long national observance of contributions of people actually with physical disabilities. It's now expanded. And so it just highlights, it's a time where it annually highlights the importance of inclusivity and disability-friendly employment policies and practices. So key aspect of National Disability Employment Awareness Month is to recognize the skills and talents that people with disabilities bring to the workplace. It raises awareness, do you mean, around barriers that people with disabilities can encounter in accessing the workforce. So, and it's not over in October. That's what we always say, by the way. There's
right.
always an opportunity when we educate to say, don't let it stop in October. Take this opportunity to look at how you can continue celebrating and just bring that awareness throughout the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the term disability covers a lot of conditions. Can you talk about how unique and varied Pride Industry employees are?
Gosh, we've got such a wide array. So we have many individuals that come through, do you mean, for services or looking for employment, and it can include physical disabilities, neurodivergent, deaf, mental health, psychiatric disorders, blind or visually impairment. So, it's just a wide array so of great employees, do you mean, that work through and that we're lucky enough to be able to work and help them reach their goals.
So Pride Industries is hosting their third annual I'm Able Disability Job Fair for people with disabilities. Could you tell us about this?
So the I Am Able Job Fair, we began a few years ago, so this is our third year. And it is on October 14th, and it brings together inclusive local employers and some talented job seekers with disabilities. Last year's job fair drew nearly 1,000 job seekers, and they met with 40 different employers as well as agencies. It was a great event. It's an event that's been the first step on new career pathways for many of the individuals. We're really looking forward to this year's event, and we've got of agencies that will be attending, Department of Rehabilitation, the Regional Center. We've got CalAble that will be presenting too. We've got free resume assistance, interview assistance, and working on those interview techniques. We've got on-site applications and application assistance. And then those breakout sessions with CalAble and DOR.
Great.
So super excited. We've got like over 20 disability service organisations, by the way, that will also be attending. So it's a great collaboration.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, super exciting. It's such a great event. I'm so lucky that I can attend. It's actually at 11 a.m. and it's held at the Save Credit Union Convention Center. It's a four-hour session, just so everyone knows, but we have all that information online.
And what's your website?
Prideindustries.com, all lowercase.
What are the benefits of an inclusive workforce?
So the benefits, there are so many.
Right.
Basically, I would just want to share that what we've heard, it's increased productivity, increased innovation for companies that have that higher engagement, better financial performance. And it's reported that companies that actively employ and support people with disabilities found that they enjoyed 1.6 times more revenue than their peer group. So other companies in the same industry, do you mean that do not have inclusive practices, are actually less revenue. So yeah, I just saw a significant increase in revenue, productivity, innovation. It just changes the culture, and they talk about that for their own employees. You know, that engagement is phenomenal.
Now, when companies hire a Pride Industries employee, what kind of support will that employee receive?
If they receive Department of Rehabilitation supports, then there is job coaching available for a period of time. If an individual is coming through the door that's provided regional center services, which is lifelong services, then there is embedded job coaching throughout. So it's dependent on the need, but we do build those relationships with those employers, education, support, so that they can, embed those natural resources and natural supports within their company. And we've been extremely successful at what we do in supporting and, an employer network. They keep coming back to Pride and just asking for more.
Aww. What should companies consider when hiring people with disabilities through Pride Industries?
Just knowing, 60 years of experience, just in varying degrees of what we do. But we've learned as we've gone along. We started small, as we've just shared, and we've just grown and grown. 4,000 employees, almost 50%. Being individuals with disabilities, so our employees, we embed that in our culture, obviously. It's the heart of our mission, it's the heart of what we do. So when you collaborate with us, we've got the experience, knowledge base. We're more than happy to come in on a consulting basis, to provide resources, do education components, training, whatever anyone out there would like. We're going to support 100%.
Good. Pride Industries has a free bilingual employment helpline specifically for people with disabilities. Could you tell us about this?
Yeah, so we have the I Am Able phone line, and we have the employment helpline providers information. So it is Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Callers 844-426-2253. Just wanted to make sure I get that number out there. And we have someone that will take your call. They'll be able to direct you, hopefully, to employment opportunities. If not, they can direct the individual to services that are available, like what is in their area. If we're not within that area, we do have a library of resources that we've built over the years that they will happily share with anyone that's calling in. So it's been extremely successful connecting and just telling the person, we can help and there's resources out there.
How can businesses find out more about hiring people with disabilities through Pride Industries?
So you could call that helpline too if you so wish, but you could also go to our web page or call 800 550-6005, and we'd be more than happy to share what Pride does and how we connect, and do you mean the opportunities out there for hiring people with disabilities? So just give us a call, get on the website. We're fast responders, I promise. We're committed to it. So yeah, please take that time.
And for the listeners who just joined us, please give a quick recap on the I Am Able Disability Job Fair on October 14th. What should they know?
Come along, please. And it's the I Am Able Job Fair, October 14th. It starts at 11 a.m. It's a four-hour event, and it's held at the Save Credit Union Convention Center. Great opportunity. We have over 40 different employers, and we have over 20 different agencies that provide employment support. So come along. We have resume writing, interview support. We have tons of information to get you where you want to be.
And if someone with a disability who wants to work is listening, or someone who knows somebody in that situation, what would you say to them?
I would say, please call our employment helpline. We've helped hundreds of people. Do you mean just this last year? So call 844-426-2253 today. We have great helplines there. The people that take the calls, they're super knowledgeable. They've worked in the industry for a long time and they want to help. So yeah, take that step, push yourself outside your comfort zone and just give us a call, please.
And one more time, where can listeners connect with you, whether that's the website, social media, and the hotline?
So give us a call. You can call us or on 844-426-2253 or go to our webpage, which is prideindustries.com, or lowercase today. Just remember, as we come up to National Disability Employment Awareness Month, it doesn't end there. Talk in your companies, you know, talk with your friends, do lunch and learns, maybe do some volunteer opportunities. Do you mean kick off an ongoing disability awareness activities for businesses, your local company, or even your friend network?
All right, great. Thank you so much for being here and doing this. That was Dawn Horworth, Senior Director of Workforce Inclusion at Pride Industries. If you would like more information on what we discussed today, visit prideindustries.com. That's prideindustries.com. If you have questions regarding this program, please direct your correspondence to Public Affairs in care of this station.